South African Federation of Trade Unions General Secretary Swelinze Mavhavhi believes the biggest injustice to the victims of the Marikana massacre 12 years after the miners' deaths has been the failure to initiate a criminal investigation against former President Jacob Zuma and former Minister of Police at the time, Nathi Mthethwa. Friday marked 12 years since 34 mine workers were killed by police during a strike outside Lonmin Mine in Marikana in the northwest. Speaking to Times Live reporter Sinesipho Scriber, Mavhavhi said he was disappointed that politicians who led the state at the time faced no legal consequences for the massacre.
I know that there's an attempt to, as we say in the statement, to wash him and to reshape him as a revolutionary leftist. No, he was charge of the state. The state massacred workers, not anyone else. It is the state. So if there is a single person, it is the president. Politically, it is the President Zuma that should be held accountable for the massacre. You can't say there was an email. How could you decide to shoot your own people because a capitalist and who can afford to pay the 12,500 is refusing to pay, but is asking you now to intervene and to stop the strike from happening. Very, very, very sad. Very sad that the ANC reminded us of what is the real the state. The state is an instrument of a class rule.
Mavhavhi, however, believes the Marikana deaths will remain to cast a shadow over the ANC for many years to come.
It is the Minister of Police, because ultimately he was in charge of the operation. It is the president at that time who was the commander of the armed forces of the country. It is Ria Piesha, who was one of the typical examples of state capture. She knew nothing about policy. She was a social worker that was imposed on the country in order to help hide the crimes of the former president. And even Ramaphosa, what a shame that a former leader of the mine workers would not choose the option of negotiations, but chose the option of asking the state to intervene on behalf of the mine bosses and take concomitant action. Scandalous. The whole thing is just making anybody so angry to know this is what actually happened.
Ramaphosa, Zuma, Mthethwa over the years have pleaded innocence in the case. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.